Good day, good day. Today's reading, we have Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor who walks in integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge, and he sins who hastens with his feet. The foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. Many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor leads to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment. For if you rescue him, you will not have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your later days. There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless the Lord's counsel that will stand. What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. A lazy man buries his hand in the bowl, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who chases shame and brings reproach. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A disreputable witness scorns justice. Disreputable witness scorns justice. And the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the back of fools. That was Proverbs chapter 19, and whoa, I definitely felt that. I felt the might of Jesus Christ there. So I just want to take a couple minutes and pray. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this technology and giving me this, making this a priority to spread the good word. So, and we just finished season 2 of Hebrews, and here's the end of Hebrews, and Hebrews is like deep lore, so I just finished 2 seasons now, Canadian Bible Study, United Church, and we did Romans the year before, and then Hebrews and Rome. This is like some deep lore stuff, right? So, this year it was about brotherly love, so we finished Hebrews, and from like Jesse McDougall, using scriptures from the Bible, I'm doing things and my mind is shifting towards brotherly love. because it is the will of God. And I'm like, okay, spirit of brotherhood, no problem, B. So anyways, guys, the online classroom is ready to go. And here, a couple updates here, reminiscing some sweat equity that I've been building my business. So over the past 10 years now. And some of the things, like, God will give you ideas, and he'll give you images. It's one of the ways he speaks to you. But you got to labor out those images in the 3D, do acts that will make those come into pass. And yeah, he definitely builds you spiritual ladders. And I'm seeing the spiritual ladder that's being built for me two seasons in now of my rebirth of Jesus Christ. All right, peace out. Take care.